Phoenix Audio presents
Dave Barry in Cyberspace by Dave Barry for Hubert and Ms. Potato, with special thanks to Crow. You need to know right off the bat that I'm a total computer geek. I'm pathetic. You've seen all those computer magazines with names like Data Dweeb and cover headlines like Inside Explicit Color Photographs of Big Hard Drives or Wax Your Modem for Improved Speed. No doubt you've asked yourself, what kind of no-life loser actually reads these magazines? I do. All of the time. I read them in bed. I look at the pictures of new computer systems and become moderately aroused and say things like, whoa, check out the 6x SCSI 2 CD-ROM drive on that baby. I'm always on the lookout for a new computer to replace my current one when it becomes obsolete, which usually happens before I can get it all the way out of the box. I'm not proud of this, but I have owned more than 20 computers, all of them fortunately tax-deductible, dating back to the early 1980s when I got one of the first primitive Radio Shack models, which looked like a mutant toaster oven that had been exposed to atomic radiation and developed a keyboard. This computer had virtually no practical use other than to consume electricity. You know how modern personal computers contain a microchip brain that, despite being no larger than a chiclet, can perform millions of mathematical calculations per second? Well, I don't think my Radio Shack computer had one of those. I think there might have been an actual chiclet in there calling the shots, because this, frankly, was not a gifted computer. I would not have put my money on this computer in a head-to-head IQ test against a doorknob. But I loved that computer. I spent many happy hours cursing at it. I even learned to program.